From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. and Russian pilots try to avoid miscalculation in the skies over Syria. The United States and Russia Tuesday said they've reached a memorandum of understanding, providing a framework for both countries' aircraft to maintain a safe distance from the other. Peter Cook is a U.S. defense spokesman.
These protocols include maintaining professional airmanship at all times, the use of specific communication frequencies, and the establishment of a communication line on the ground. The U.S. and Russia will form a working group to discuss any implementation issues that follow.
The agreement covers all types of aircraft, including drones, and is specific to Syria. It does not apply to any other country. Cook said this is not part of a broader agreement with Moscow, adding Russia's strategy is counterproductive and makes the Syrian civil war worse. The U.N. Security Council Tuesday condemned the recent upsurge of violence in Central African Republic, indicating some attacks may amount to war crimes. The country has been in the throes of a deadly sectarian violence since Muslims League Alliance rebels launched a coup in 2013. The Council statement was read by the current president, the ambassador to Spain, through an interpreter.
The Security Council strongly condemns such violence, including all attacks against civilians, intercommunal violence, targeted violence against women and children, lootings of humanitarian premises, and attacks against United Nations peacekeepers.
The Council said those responsible for abuses and violations of international human rights and humanitarian law must be held to account and threatened to impose sanctions on those responsible. It noted significant progress in voter registration ahead of a constitutional referendum, presidential and legislative elections that are scheduled before year's end. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday warned against any misuse of force as he met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem in a bid to calm nearly 3 weeks of Palestinian unrest. Mr. Bond also spoke of the danger of allowing an escalation to a religious conflict with potential regional implications, urging efforts to ensure that does not occur.
I'm here to encourage and support all efforts to lower tensions and prevent the situation from spinning out of control. If we do not act fast, the dynamics on the ground may only get worse with the serious repercussions in and beyond Israel and Palestine. It is not too late to avoid a broader crisis.
The UN chief met with Israeli officials Tuesday, plans to meet Palestinian leaders Wednesday. At least 8 Israelis, more than 40 Palestinians, have died during weeks of street violence that Palestinian officials have linked in part to suspicions Israel plans to change access to the holy site known to Muslims as Al-Aqsa Mosque and to the Jews as the Temple Mount. President Obama says he looks forward to working with Canada's Prime Minister-designate Justin Trudeau, whose Liberal Party won majority status in parliamentary elections Monday. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
There are a whole range of issues where the United States and Canada worked effectively together to advance the interests of both of our countries. Obviously, Canada made a substantial and important contribution to our counter-ISIL coalition. We know that Canada has been an important part of making the Trans-Pacific Partnership a reality in advance of the Paris climate talks.
The Liberals won 184 seats in the 338-seat Canadian Parliament and ended 9 years of Conservative Party rule. The 43-year-old Trudeau, eldest son of the late former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, becomes the second-youngest Prime Minister in Canada's history. Chinese President Xi Jinping ended his first of the four-day state visit to Britain Tuesday as guest of honor at a banquet hosted by Queen Elizabeth in Buckingham Palace. The Queen called the visit a milestone in a year of cooperation and friendship between the two countries.
Mr. President, your visit is a defining moment in this very special year for our bilateral relationship. I am confident that it will serve to highlight the sincerity and warmth of our friendship and to strengthen relations between our countries for many years to come.
In brief remarks to Parliament Tuesday, Mr. Xi said both countries would embrace an even brighter future. His visit is expected to generate some $46 billion worth of deals. A new U.S. study says a drug-resistant malaria parasite from Southeast Asia can infect African mosquitoes. A statement from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases appearing in the Nature Communications Journal warns the discovery suggests Africa...
That's the latest world news from VOA.